We're talking with Marion Pearson, who was Mrs. Leonard Pearson on the Don McNeil show. So here was her view.
I was a new bride in 1950, and we moved into our house on the north side August of, it would have been 51, I think. And I was a big fan of the Don McNeil show. We used to listen to it every morning. And when it was notified that he was coming to Spokane, I wanted to get tickets right away. And they said if you might be able to get on the show if you sent them a little ditty. Well, I sat at when I was at the ironing board, I made up my little ditty that I put on whatever entry thing I had to do. I can't remember what exactly it was, but they had it and never read it on the air, but they did call me up at the end of the show, and I jumped out of my seat and ran up on the stage. And the little ditty that I guess got me on the show is as follows. I haven't a chance of becoming a star, for my family background will give you a jar. My father sold tombstones to bring home the bacon. My brother's a dentist. He's glad your tooth's aching. And then, as if that wasn't enough, I married a revenuer. Now, isn't that rough? So I'm sure you'll agree I'm in need of a treat. And if Sam wants to dance, I'll jump out of my seat. And I did. Ran down the aisle. We had an aisle seat. Ran down the aisle. Ran up on the stage, and they kind of hustled me backstage and met Sam. And when the time came for dancing with Sam, well, he just swooshed me out, and we did a little circular deal, and the audience clapped, and I was excited, and I think he gave me a kiss afterwards. And anyway, it was the thrill of my young life. I think I was there by myself. And I know my brother, Byron Swanson, and my mother were in the audience, but they had come from their house, and I didn't sit with them. But my mother especially was dumbstruck that I'd done this. But anyway, it was a thrill, and I had a great time.